This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, we had a WASD report yesterday. What's happening with the trade in the grains?
Right now, we started the day a little bit of weakness. We have fought back a little bit of the beans. So the beans right now are about 6-7 cents off the low as we speak. Trading near unchanged on the day. The corn's down about 2.5-3 cents, and the wheat market's down 7. The wheat market, the world wheat supply was raised dramatically in yesterday's WASD number. The U.S. number, no adjustments, but the world number. The crop got bigger in Australia, it got bigger in Argentina, and it got bigger as well. And I'm blanking on a third country. But in general, the world numbers all got bigger on the wheat. That is what's putting pressure on the wheat. That's going to cap the corn market a little bit. Part of the problem, the Argentina wheat crop was monstrous, Mark. Problem is it's very poor quality. So a lot of that wheat is working its way into the world markets as a feed competitive against corn right now.
So was there anything that surprised you on the report yesterday, or was it kind of quiet as we expected based on, I guess, what we saw in the market reaction?
Well, in general, the bean number was very much unchanged right now, and that makes sense. What we've done, I mean, we are still trying to get some clarity of what exactly China's doing and how much grain they're going to buy. So they left the bean number unchanged. They did make a pretty good aggressive revision up on the corn export sales base.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
March corn down 2 cents at 446. January soybeans up a half cent at 1087 and three quarters. January soybean meal down 10 cents at 301.20. January soybean oil up 40 cents at 51.42. Chicago wheat down 6 cents at 528.5. Minneapolis wheat down 3 cents at 573. Kansas City hard red wheat down 5 cents at 522 even. March oats down a half cent at $3.25. On the Merck, December live cattle down 55 cents at 226.28. January feeder cattle up 98 cents at 336.48. February lean hogs up 53 cents at 82.40. February pork cutout unchanged at 93.75. Class 3 milk up 3 cents at 15.97. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.